Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 85 for Friday, December 18th, 2015.
Was the night before the office party, and all through the studio, all fat bikes were stirring in preps for the minstrel show. We give you the welcoming to the weekly dose of fat. Here they are, Sven and Gomez.
Bienvenidos, amigos.
Good evening, everybody. Or good day if you're listening on your car going to work or whatever. You know, Fat Bike Radio is sponsored by Surly Bikes. They take care of us on this here weekly dose of fat, and I sure do like their pants.
The show's sponsored by Greg's pants.
My pants.
Made by Surly.
Yeah. They're starting to get real soft after about 30 times of wearing them.
I have a pair as well, and I have to say, I'm impressed. I love those pants.
You can learn more about them and bikes at surlybikes.com.
Not only do we like have lawnmowers, now we're pants.com.
Pantsreview.com. Well, we got some kind of show this week, JK. What do we got going on?
We start the show with the event of the week. We award the first prize in our Becker Sewing and Design Bag Contest. We take calls from our listeners. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series, the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships, and the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships. And finally,
this week's event of the week is brought to you by the Tool Shed. The Tool Shed has lubricants and everything else that you can imagine to scratch that itch. Aye, noge, noge. A nod's as good as a wink, aye? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Wink, wink, grin, grin, nudge, nudge. Say no more.
Say no more. Okay. The event of the week is Fatter by the Lake in Zion, Illinois.
We have the host of Fatter by the Lake on the phone. He also happens to be our musical director, the host of the Bike Black Death Metal Office Party, and owner and operator of Zion Cyclery.
Welcome to this big shoe, Bato.
You forgot good-looking man.
Oh, well, this is radio.
Yeah.
You're only as good as your voice is, so.
Radio, you know, you got to have the theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. Indeed.
So, Chris, tell us about your groovy event.
It's along Illinois Beach State Park. We usually hit the southern unit first. There's some trails. There's some beach riding. There's some secret beer drinking, perhaps. And weather permitting, we may, you know, go further and do some single track riding in Beulah Park. Current conditions are not so great, but maybe we'll get a big old freeze by then. We'll see.
We can only hope.
Yeah. I thought these were snow bikes.
So, Chris, what's the date on the event?
So that's going to be happening the Sunday after Christmas. That's December 27th at 1 p.m. And you can meet us right behind the shop there at Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois.
Right on Sheridan Road there down that way.
Yeah, killer. So you were telling me that you guys have sold more in fat bikes this year than road bikes, right?
Yeah, as far as sales dollars go, I mean, units, the road bikes may have sold a little bit more, but man, explosive growth in the fat bike category for sure.
Amazing.
I mean, yeah, geography-wise, we are right on the Great Lakes, and there's a lot of great little trail systems all around us, and usually plenty of snow to be had, and you guys have also been doing a great job up at Silver Lake doing the groom trails, so probably no surprise that these things have taken off and been so popular.
Yeah. So just recently we got word that the Pugsleys and some other Surly models have dropped in price. Have you done with that since the sale pricing started?
Since the giant drop. Well, we sold the Moonlander, and we picked up an ice cream truck that a couple of people are interested in. They're definitely moving fast. I see quality bicycle products site. Those numbers are dwindling quick. So if you're looking for one, don't hesitate.
Yeah,
call one
for
of the
sure.
shops and get it going.
Yeah, those are some fantastic prices to clear out some stuff and make room for some new things.
Well, cool. And cool. We're going
to see what's new.
We're going to see you tomorrow night at the Christmas party.
No, Saturday night.
Don't come tomorrow night. But actually,
I see. It's going to be recorded. Right.
In Radio Land, we record.
Sorry. Radio delay.
We record in the future here at Fat Bike Radio.
I forgot we were talking in the future. Yeah, my fault.
Future party, only one day away.
Yes, it's tomorrow. Undisclosed location.
In the bunker. With rock and roll and good times. And what did I say? That we were going to have cage dancers. So you got to work on that. Hey, you know
what?
Wouldn't
be the first time.
We have to talk. We have to come up with maybe some kind of little video booth or something that we can get people to record some things for the show during the party.
Oh, like a confessional? Like
real world
reality
confessional.
TV shows?
Yeah, we could set that
up.
All right.
Taxicab confessionals. We could sit in the Honda Element and do elemental confessions.
Dude, that's perfect.
The Element. Confessions in the Element. Yes.
All right. I'm glad we had this little meeting. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for telling us about that ride. We've done several of those Fatter by the Lake events, and they're a lot of fun. So if you're in the area, the Sunday after Xmas, head on down to Zion, Illinois.
Yes.
Go riding your fat bike.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
See you, Chris.
All right, Chris. Thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
Bye. Chris from Zion Cyclery. He does put on some nice events down there, and he did one of our recent t-shirt designs. Hey, speaking of t-shirts, if you ordered it and you live in the United States from our recent batch of shirts, all apparel has been shipped as promised.
It's in the capable hands
on
of the
Tuesday,
United
December
States
15th.
Postal Service.
We did get a few people who apparently didn't read the product description very well.
That's all right. Reading is hard.
Reading is tough. As long as they buy shirts, that's all right.
Speaking of the English language, you have a humorous anecdote.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's really a frail thing, but I did think it was worth reading because it's so cute. We get a lot of email from Chinese suppliers and bike manufacturers and stuff thinking we're somebody that might be in the market for buying a bunch of bikes and therefore selling them to other people. But
which we don't.
This came from Angelia at a undisclosed Chinese bike manufacturer. I'm not exactly sure what it means, but at least it rhymes. Here it is. Christmas should be a time of banked up fines, the scent of flowers and wine, good talk, good memories, and loyalties renewed. But if all else is lacking, love will do. Take my and our company all wishes to you.
Man, those are some heartfelt sentiments. Right?
I still want to know what a banked up fine is.
Why it would be good. it doesn't sound
I'm not sure anything that is a fine.
It's the end of the year, and now all of these are due.
Well, all I have to say, boys, is cheers to that. Right? Banked up fines, and our company all wishes to you.
Speaking of banked up stuff, you just bought a new house. You can owe some bank some more money.
Oh, yeah. It's all wine and roses until you have to write those checks.
Sounds fantastic, right by the bike trail.
I'm pretty psyched about it, man. You know, we have to dig the bunker for the R&D facility, but you know, you never know. It's right by Nesno factory, so never gonna. Maybe I'll run a shine business.
Maybe run a pipe from the still over to your house.
You never know.
A little Everclear in the Gomez Bar area.
Well, that was the top of the hill. We went from just a can of beer or Diet Sunkist to a giant. They 10 million tons of ethanol they create there every year. So
wow, you know, that's a lot.
Are they going to miss a few, you know, 10 gallons a month? No.
And you just blend that with some something else, and
Kool-Aid.
You make yourself some.
Cool, and then you got, you know, add a little ice, maybe some citrus, parasol.
And why don't we just take a break right here? When we come back from the show,
from the break.
Take a break, and when we come back, we'll slide into the Fatty Farm Field Report.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands: Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the show.
You've entered the Fatty Farm Field Report.
This week's Fatty Farm Field Report is presented by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series. Winter Rush is the home of the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships and will be your host of the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships. For more information, click on the Winter Rush banner in the show notes or visit winterrush.com.
That's quite a mouthful, that USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships.
Tell me.
Business. Yeah.
You killed that, though,
yeah,
man.
You did a good job, JK.
You're a word assassin. Speaking of assassins, we have a weekly contest with 40 Below Bag from the world's most dangerous bag maker, Tupper Becker, from Becker Sewing and Design. This week, we awarded the bag to the best photo from Global Fat Bike Day. Who's our winner, JK?
Colby Wright from Salt Lake is our winner.
That is a really cool photo.
Yeah, that is very nice. I'm missing snow. We don't have snow yet. You know it's coming. All you people that think, when is that coming? Guess what? It's going to come, man. It comes every year.
It was 56 degrees the other day.
It was 50 degrees today.
Bumped up there.
Not tomorrow, though.
I rode my damn bike outside today. It was lovely.
Well, it's going to be cold just in time for Andy from Head to come down and go riding with us.
I know. Andy sent us one of those cake bikes. We're going to do a little video with some more of our campy video product McThinger with Andy from Head. Because Andy actually kind of inspired at least me. I don't know about you, but they do some tech videos that are really kind of funny. And Andy's a funny cat.
I think he's bringing his lab coat.
He's got to bring the lab coat. I mean, he's like the science guy. So we got that to look forward to. And this little cake bike, you've ridden it.
Yep.
And you said it's 27 pounds.
And it's got inexpensive parts on it, too, as far as the cockpit and whatnot go. And
right. You put the Rally Sport package on that thing. And
it'll lighten up pretty good.
You might be able to have... You were saying 21 pounds with... carbon wheels.
Though. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, which don't exist yet. But we'll talk more with Andy about that, about what exists, what don't exist, and what's been my wheel set for the last 12 months. Those 100 millimeter carbon head rims. And I am no tiny sack of potatoes, ladies and gentlemen, and those wheels have just held up like crazy.
Yeah, I'm on. Just about ready to get put back on Mr. McPurple.
I know. I was just over there petting Otis. When do you think you have him?
Maybe just stroke your hand.
Jim, I brought Jim a nice one of those nice clay bottles of Delirium Tremens. It's like a sweet beer buzz in a bottle.
And it's 12% or 9%. It's got a lot of tremens.
It's like 8%.
Okay, well.
So, but
put a little bit of that ethanol in there and that'll bump it right up.
That's right. Fortified beer. And with that, I think perhaps we should get Tupper Becker on the phone. What do you think, guys?
Call up the Tupper.
I just texted him four times.
In the morn.
That all said, call now. What do you bet? He texts me back and says, do you want me to call now? I'll bet you a dollar. I'm not a betting man. That's what I would do. Since he's, the regional smart alecky champion of Alaska.
Regional smart alecky champion
of Alaska.
Welcome. You must be talking about me.
I thought for sure you would text me back a message that said, Do you want me to call now?
Or is it now?
You mean like right now?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our humble radio program, the most dangerous bag maker in the entire galaxy, Mr. Tupper Becker.
Well, don't forget the precision beer drinking part, too. Like, I really enjoy that title.
Yes, my lord. He is also a precision beer drinker. Have you? I know you have chosen a winner. Actually, we've already announced it. So,
oh, awesome!
That's the kind of crack organization we turned out to be. But it's Colby Wright from Salt Lake City that you chose.
I know him.
His portrait of a lone deer drinking from a stream, but the deer is a fat bike, and the stream is surrounded by snow. So you'll be able to see that on the show notes.
We should have told people, like, they were guaranteed to win if they took a photo of gnomes, you know. Like,
oh,
they
would just now the cat's out of the bag. And next week's contest, or it's actually not next week's contest, because we go on holiday hiatus. I think Sven, he goes down to Florida.
Ain't never going to no Florida. They got big bugs down there.
JK goes to a Hatlantic City.
Hotlanta City.
And I'm thinking about going to, I don't know, the Mormon stronghold of Hurricane, Utah.
Word.
So, we're actually all just hanging out here. I'm looking for people to come up to Brainerd and spend New Year's in a yurt with me.
He wants people to take off their shirt in the yurt.
It's shirtless, yurtless, dude. Come on.
Hey, come hang out with me in a yurt. Just with me.
And mine.
Yeah, no, it's me. It's Adam Blake and me. So, I mean, come on. It's don't make us spend the whole weekend braiding each other's beards.
Weird beards.
So in 3 weeks,
we'll be back from the hiatus on January 8th with more fresh content in your fat bike ear hole.
Yeah, and we'll be giving away the second of these fantastic 40 Below bags. And Tupper, what do you want people to do to win this bag?
I think we decided on some kind of, it was either video essay or video for this one, a short video clip.
All right, essay, it's going to be a video.
Yeah.
And here's the rules. Yeah. Is you have to send a hosted video to the link to a hosted video to gomez@fatbike.com with Becker Bag Contest in the subject matter. You have until 5 p.m. on January 8th, 2016 to get that in.
January 8th is a Friday, though.
Oh, shit.
So you're talking January 6th, I would think.
January 6th at 5 p.m. Let's not make it noon on January 6th.
Wait a second. I don't even know what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We're talking about contest, right?
Right, okay. Yeah. At least you know what day it is. So January 6th, 2016 at noon, you got to have your content in. And that night, Tupper will watch all these videos and choose a winner. And then we ship you out.
Yeah, don't send me anything like crazy disgusting.
Yeah, so that's a long time from now.
Yeah.
Does it have to be time stamped within this period, or can it be something that they made back in 1906?
Let's
why not? Let's just make sure it's something that's been around the internet a million times.
All right, so something fresh.
And with
freshness counts.
It's got to have fat bike action in it.
Yeah, so a fat bike video. Yeah. Not your... You know, not a ping pong tournament or anything weird.
And if you're professionally sponsored like Pat Smudge, professionals, I don't know. Can they enter too?
Pat needs a bag.
Pat's a good dude. Pro, but he's not like super paid like Kobe Bryant's pro. I mean, he's a pro biker. Or, you know, not to poo-poo on Pat, but like he's not making millions. So I think Pat should be able to enter.
Right on.
All right.
So Pat's everybody except for the three people in this room and Tupper.
Yeah.
And also Chris Stewart, since he's already won twice.
Oh, I thought we said he could win one more time.
Oh, he can win one more time after 3 years.
After three.
Three strikes, like, or three wins in
your. Three wins in 1 year.
All right, Chris, make a video.
Yeah.
From Park City.
So it's a video. Video contest.
I'm having that guy.
Best one wins.
Powerball numbers.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Powerball numbers.
So
well,
tell
thanks,
her.
Guys. Well, yeah, we'll pick out winners.
All right, sounds good. Hey, you got any black camo there, dude? You know, the real dark camo, like the camo that's so dark, it's like camo for nighttime.
Yeah, I could probably. Yeah. I can make something special for you guys. We'll get something super fun for you guys when we make bags for you guys.
Because I'd like a matching jumpsuit. And and maybe some hot pants made of.
You want to show off your weight loss? You're just like full on spandex now, huh?
Spandex.
No, this is not for me. It's for a friend.
It's for a friend.
Hey, so Tupper, do you use all new material, or do you ever use recycled like sailcloth or anything?
Really, I get people send me scraps and stuff, remnants from their like old companies going out of business. But I usually use that for just repairs. But all my stuff is new construction material, and it's all pretty current, like relevant materials for what we're doing.
We just had a guy drop off about, I don't know, 7 or 8 sails from some 28-foot racing boat. That's like, what are you gonna do with all this stuff? We should send Tupper up a sail. They're huge.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
dang, Tupper.
We do repairs with some of that stuff, with scrap stuff.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the sailcloth material is pretty cool. I have a bag made from sailcloth material. So,
yeah, it's fantastic. It's nice.
I had no idea that sails actually change enough where you need to buy them regularly. I'm like, what, 1940 was the last time I bought a sail? It's still working. No, they got to get new ones just about every year.
Yeah,
and these things are thousands of dollars for a sail.
Yeah,
if you think bikes are expensive.
Man, even more so. Like upwards to like, you know, $80,000 for some of these huge sailboats that Mercedes builds, you know. Like, yeah, just ridiculously expensive.
That's well out of my stratosphere.
Well, riding lawnmowers, yachts, and fat bikes. We got it all. Bitches.
Yeah, yachts, lawnmowers.
Hey, are you working on getting me a polar bear to walk with a gold chain? Up there, because you got polar bears.
I am. I'm working on it right now. I'm at our weekly bonfire in Interior, Alaska. I'm keeping my eye out for polar bears. We don't have a lot of them here, any at all, but if I come across one, I'll see what I can do.
And that's why you're the regional smart-ass champion of all of Alaska. The Brooks Range and beyond, the Yukon territories.
Yeah. Isn't that
other
where
places? The Aleutian Islands.
Yeah, isn't he about where the jet stream ought to start turning south to make us cold? He's probably forgot to turn the switch and point it down towards us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cold here. Well, it's warm right now. It's 2 above 0, so it's pretty warm.
You got to go check out the tires that we just sent to K-Bear.
K-Bear? Oh. Care Bear.
Yeah.
What did you guys send him?
We just sent him some Rogaroos, some really tiny, super bristly race tires. Go make him even faster.
Yeah, get him off the couch and onto the bike. I'll make him faster.
Oh, dear. Tupper Becker talking smack in his backyard.
Oh, I am. Yeah.
I was using, that was what Josh Spice posted on today on the Facebook of somehow an old episode of the radio show got blasted up on the Facebook. Was that your good works there, Sven?
Not my problem.
A little encore.
Maybe. I don't know. We can encore from way back when.
Yeah. So that's what we got coming up.
Oh, yeah. There was like a episode 76 was posted or something like that recently.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
K-Bear on it.
Yeah. How does that happen?
That's the magic of the interwebs.
Yeah, people fucking up. I don't know.
Uh-oh. There's that word again.
Oh, I dropped that bomb?
That's all right.
Oh, all right.
We're already explicit rating at iTunes.
I already called
somebody
an MF-er, so.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah. You'd make me such a proud Papa Tupper.
Aw.
So, dude, I guess we're going to roll on and talk about links. Right. You want to hang out or do you want to hang up?
I'm going to hang up. I got about 20 people here at Bonfire tonight, so I'm going to go drink beer and talk bikes and skis and snow and bitch about the world. It'll be great.
Oh, that sounds fun.
If Jeff Gilmore is there, give him a big hug from me. High five.
I'll give him a big man hug for you.
There you go. All right, bro.
Thank you, gentlemen. It was a pleasure. Have fun.
Thanks for your support on these contests, Tupper. It's great. Thanks very much.
Hey, right back at you guys. I owe you big time. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Happy holidays.
See ya.
Happy holidays.
Indeed, and Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa. And we got Hanukkah coming up here.
Tupper Becker, ladies and gentlemen, from the old Becker Sewing and Design.
It's the winter solstice coming up here.
Coming up. Pretty soon. Hey, before the winter solstice gets here,
yeah,
why don't we take a break?
I feel like a break.
You look like a break.
One taste and you'll agree. You can't find a more fresh, flavorful, first quality product than Texas Pete Hot Sauce. Texas Pete makes history with every batch. Try mixing Texas Pete with melted butter as a dipping sauce for your next order of shrimp, and you'll agree, nothing wakes up food like Texas Pete. TexasPete.com.
Will Ross? Will Ross listens to Fat Bike Radio.
This is what it sounds like on break here at Fat Bike Radio. Hey, the fish is empty.
I was trying to gouge stuff out of here. I was not having a great deal of luck there, getting it all out of there.
And we're back. How about that break? Nothing like a little Don Dokken when we're taking a little break. What do we got going on? Hey, Fat Camp show number nine. Can you believe it? It's going to drop on Saturday, December 26th. That's during our hiatus when, we're going to lay some blasts from the past on
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you plan? You had some great plan. And
we have four interviews, all of super fast fat bike racers who also happen to be women. That's the first hiatus episode. And the second one is the same thing, but for the men's elite race division. So these are all from last year. And big names, dude. Ned Overend, Will Ross.
Big ups to those guys.
John Lackey. You know, we get the
Heather Best
superstars.
On the ladies' side.
Yeah, and, Heather Best.
Yeah, I remember Sonya some Lillian. Of those were great interviews. I think the reason that this is worth doing for sure, aside from the fact that we know you still want to listen to us even when we're not there, is that I don't want to let these things get lost in the past. So
right.
If you haven't gone back and listened to all the shows, these are some of the good parts.
Right. Yeah. And it's a full show of interviews. So not a lot of yammering and giggling by our crew. Yours truly. It's mainly the guests talking and talking about racing and their careers and the current events of the day. So it will be an interesting listen. I'm going to listen because I always put them on the headphones and go for a ride on Friday morning. So I'm always like, come on, Sven, post that thing, man.
You know how many times I've gone back and watched that Gary Fisher video that we caught at Interbike a couple of years ago? It's like just gems like that. You want to listen to it more than once. And I really think these interviews with these athletes are worth hearing more than one time. I usually get something more out of it when I listen to it. It's like in the heat of the moment, I might ask a question and listen to the answer, but I'm more worried like, are we doing this right or wrong or whatever? So when I go back and listen to it, especially when I'm editing it, it's like, oh, that's what they're talking about.
Indeed. So
anyway,
that's coming up on Saturday.
Right. So I don't know if I made the full point of this, that Fat Camp Show 9 is going to come in the middle there on December 26th, which is the day after Christmas, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a Saturday. And that's fresh content. That's brand new stuff.
That's like
we just keep coming at you with new stuff, even when we're not here.
You could dress up in all your new fat biking accessories and your fat bike perfume and your fat bike eye makeup and go for a ride and listen to Fat Camp.
Yeah.
It's going to be about grooming. Maybe go ride some groom trails or maybe go groom some trails. Hey, you got the thing that I like out of that 9, your e-bike. What is
the Surface 604.
Anyway, that story, I like the whole idea about the grooming.
Yeah. Well, it's got
some snow that
it's got Dillinger fives on it right now. Uh-huh. And I've got, it's some that I had studded up last year and took them out, but I'm putting them studs back in there.
What are you going to do? What are you going to pull for a sled? What are you going to use for grooming?
We have that one from, Peter out in Vermont that is a pull behind for a person. It's mm-hmm. a white Delrin one mm-hmm. that you put weights in. I'm thinking of maybe doing your kind of, with the stabilizing poles on it. Like you did with just the sled.
Right.
It does have some teeth that stick down and stuff like that. And, that would be my first thing to try.
Cool.
I think what we learned about using that as human power last year is you want to get out there right away with it.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait for a day or two or three, and especially through, you know, cycles of warm and cold. So hopefully the day it snows, we can hitch that thing up. So probably ought to engineer it all up before.
Cool. River trails aren't far from here, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, the thing about the river trails is there's so much traffic in the city here, dog walkers and hikers and snowshoers, and even the occasional cross-country ski person gets lost down there. But when the river's frozen, cross-country down that river is badass.
Oh, cool.
And we've ridden on the river on fat bikes. So, but point is that the trails are, they get packed down pretty good, but I think running that thing through there will knock the edges of the trail down because you get that like 8-inch wide footpath.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably 20 inches, 24 inches wide.
Gotcha.
So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a good thing.
Right on. Well, speaking of grooming, you have a whole list of places that have started to open their doors and are grooming for fat bikes.
Yep. Yeah, it's just like every time you turn around, there's a story about some area that is opening up a golf club who's doing one in Ketchum, Idaho. So they're going to be able to use their golf course in the winter for fat bikers. County parks in Michigan. There's a Nordic Center in Alberta, Canada that's doing it. So it's like people are recognizing that folks want to be outside. They want to be riding their fat bikes. And I think they want a good experience with it. Not everybody is like a super adventurer.
Right.
You know, those are great once or twice a year for me. But more often, I want to go for a couple hours and on something that I'm going to enjoy and that there's some amenities around it, too. It's kind of it's a happening for me, man. Not everybody can sit under a bridge and have a fire twice a year. You know, that's like every week under a bridge with a fire. So this is something new, a nice experience.
There you go.
Around here, I don't know, county parks out or state parks definitely groom. County parks groom,
right? The county park that is just 4 miles from my current house,
right? And but I'm just trying to think of some commercial places that are doing specifically grooming for fat bikes. I can't think of anybody like a ski hill or a golf course or anything in Wisconsin off the top of my head.
Valley.
Oh, there you go. Do they do it in the winter?
I don't know.
I know we played on that hill in the snow with Jameson before.
Right. Quite right. And there's the Sunnyvale that grooms specifically for, but that's.
Right, but that's in a park.
Right.
And quite it's, right. yeah, that's, and that one's great. I've ridden that one before. That's what I'm talking about. That's a great experience there.
Yeah. And they have the Badger State Game race there that I'd like to go to that. I'd like to bring a live badger there.
Along with the polar bear, are those guys going to get along?
I'm striking out on the polar bear. Plus, I probably would get eaten. You know, polar bears actually eat people, so probably a bad idea. But a badger, on the other hand, what could go wrong?
Yeah, you could approve something. Stamp of approval. Ka-koosh. Badger approved.
Are you the badger from that Badger Bike Company?
Right on, man. Well, I think this is that the time in the show where we say, thanks, Surly. You guys make good bikes and stuff.
Muchas gracias, amigos.
Go ahead and Surly check bikes. Them out there.
Yeah. Go to your local bike establishment and check out that pricing, dude.
On those fat bikes, ice cream truck, Moonlander, and
slap your mama.
Pugsley.
Something like that.
Pugsley single speed.
Indeed.
SurlyBikes.com.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.